his flesh chewed up like wild dogs had a go at him, and then torn to pieces. My cards blurred as tiny balls of ice formed in the pit of my stomach. Wild dogs didn't do that. Not to mention, there weren't any wild dogs near the blood forest, the only place in the world where the trees bled, staining the bark and the leaves a deep crimson. There were rumors of other animals, overly large rodents and scavengers that preyed upon the corpses of those who lingered too long in the forests. "And you know what that means?" Eric went on. "They must be near. An attack will—"
"Not sure this is the right conversation to be having."
An older guard cut in. I knew of him. Phillips Rothy. He'd been on the rise for years, which was nearly unheard of. Guards didn't have long lifespans. He nodded in my direction.
"You're in the presence of a lady."
A lady? Only the ascended were called ladies. But I also wasn't someone anyone, especially those in this building, would expect to be inside the Red Pearl. If I was discovered, I would be in, well, more trouble than I'd ever been in before, and would face severe reprimand. The kind of punishment that Dorian Tierman, the Duke of Macedonia, would just love to deliver. And which, of course, his close confidant, Lord Brandol Mazine, would love to be in attendance for. Anxiety surfaced as I looked at the dark-skinned guard. There was no way Phillips could know who I was. The top half of my face was covered by the white domino mask I'd found discarded in the Queen's Gardens ages ago, and I wore a plain robin's egg blue cloak I'd, borrowed from Britta, one of the many castle servants who I'd overheard speaking about the Red Pearl. Hopefully, Britta wouldn't discover her missing overcoat before I returned it in the morn. Even without the mask, though, I could count on one hand how many people in Macedonia had seen my face, and none of them would be here tonight. As the maiden, the chosen, a veil usually covered my face and hair at all times, all except for my lips and jaw. I doubted Phillips could recognize me solely on those features, and if he had, none of them would still be sitting here. I would be in the process of being dragged back, albeit gently, to my guardians, the Duke and Duchess of Macedonia. There was no reason to panic. Forcing the muscles along my shoulders and neck to ease, I smiled. "I'm no lady. You're more than welcome to talk about whatever you wish."
"Be that as it may, a little less morbid topic would be welcomed," Phillips replied, sending a pointed look in the direction of the other two guards.
Eric lifted his gaze to mine.
"My apologies."
"Apologies not needed, but accepted." The third guard ducked his chin, studiously staring at his cards as he repeated the same. His cheeks had pinkened, something I found rather adorable. The guards who worked at the Rise went through vicious training, becoming skilled in all manner of weaponry and hand-to-hand combat. None who survived their first venture outside the Rise came back without shedding blood and seeing death. And yet, this man blushed. I cleared my throat, wanting to ask more about who Finley was, whether he was a guard from the Rise or a huntsman, a division of the army that ferried communication between the cities and escorted travelers and goods. They spent half the year outside the protection of the Rise. It was by far one of the most dangerous of all occupations, so they never traveled alone. Some never returned. Unfortunately, a few who didn't come back the same. They returned with rampantly spreading death, snapping at their heels. Cursed. Sensing that Phillips would silence any further conversation, I didn't voice any of the questions dancing on the tip of my tongue. If others had been with him and had been wounded by what most likely had killed Finley, I would find out one way or another. I just hoped it wasn't through screams of terror. The people of Macedonia had no real idea exactly how many